everybody. Join us Thursday at Oscars at 173rd and West Center for the Spring Game Roundtable. I mean, I'm not going to promise that the whole conversation is going to be about the spring game because it is just a soap scrimmage.
No, it's the roundtable about the spring game, John.
We'll all be there. That's the most important thing.
We will be there.
Too. And the food will be there. That's even more important.
Oh.
And for those of you who can have a cocktail in the middle of the afternoon, those will be there. That's the most
important
thing.
Beer, one beer Thursday.
We'll be there starting at 10 with Connor's show. We'll have the roundtable at noon.
Yeah.
And then our program will stay there until 6, Oscars, 173rd and West Center. Might as well get there early. You can save yourself a spot to watch the NFL draft.
That is coming up on Thursday. Good call, John.
Yes, it is. It is coming up on Thursday.
Indeed.
Michael Brunt's going to join us in a few minutes. I do want to get, and we will get to some of the stuff that happened last night in the NBA because it was insane. The last, well, it wasn't the last 40 seconds, but it was the deciding 40 seconds of the Knicks 76ers game was some of the wildest sequence I've ever seen. And I still don't understand in that moment, you know, as you know, I think the dumbest rule in all of sports is the advance the ball in a timeout. But boy, if there ever was a time to call a timeout
and, yes,
and get
and
the,
advance
ball
the ball
away from underneath your basket. In fact, I see women's college teams, because this is also a rule in women's college basketball, do this all the time. I saw this happen a lot during the NCAA tournament where, you know, a team would get a bucket and pull them within, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 points or something. And the team that was just scored on would use the timeout.
Yeah.
Just so they could get the ball in the front court and not have to inbound the ball in the back court closest to the hoop.
Correct.
And how the Sixers didn't do that.
Just get it out of there. Catch a breather. You can have a conversation,
yeah,
and you're not underneath your basket.
Yeah, and it led to one of the wildest sequences ever. And then, of course, in the Lakers game, I went to bed before it was over, but I do remember many folks going, oh, yeah, this is going to end well. Anthony Davis is playing out of his mind. The Lakers are winning.
Yep.
How are they going to blow this? And then when I woke up this morning and I opened it and I was like, oh.
First text message that I had was from a friend that said, sorry about your Lakers, Josh.
I'm proud of you that you decided to make it to work today.
Look, you know, we've overcome, my fandom has overcome some tough losses. If I'm putting this one in comparison to the Cowboys' loss to the Packers in the playoffs in January, it's obviously very, very close, and I'm dealing with it in very similar ways.
Well, I'm just glad that, you know, you can.
Hey, you got to work. You got to work sometimes through some tough days, and that's what I'm doing right now.
No, you do have to work.
I'm working
through
a tough day. Yeah, I mean, look, Jack Mitchell's team scored runs, and they won the game, as Nick can attest to.
By the way,
I got a message from somebody with the number of people who watched. It was dozens, multiple dozens of people watched, and Nick was one.
Yep.
To which this person said he's not the only masochist.
Who are these sick people?
There was
who
like
are these 30 people?
Some
How do
people?
We get rid of those people?
Whoa, you know who else said that?
Nebraska Ball Mike. That's who I was quoting.
Yeah, he actually literally said that on this show.
That was another drop that we used to have.
Well, you know, people have sick fetishes.
They do. Hey, look, Nick, I'm not kink-shaming. Just saying it's what you're doing is not for me is all.
I like to support our brethren in Lincoln and Crimetown.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely rooting against him.
Yeah, but did you notice that our boss still went hitless, managed to drive in 2 runs.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Without drawing a walk or getting a hit.
I'm happy you noticed that, too.
Two
the first thing
coffees.
I did when I looked at the box score was, how did our boss Mark do? Oh, 0 hits. Interesting.
But still had 2 RBI.
Yeah, that's a tough look.
So the other team must just really suck.
Perhaps the worst team of all time, some are saying. Are they worse than the White Sox?
I believe the team that they played last night also were shut out the week before.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but they weren't no hit.
Makes a lot of sense.
They were not no hit.
Yeah.
Coming up next, he is Michael Bruns of Husker 24/7. Nebraska's got a midweek game. You know, it's funny, the patterns of the two teams locally, the Creighton and the Nebraska.
The Nebraska
and the Creighton.
Yeah, and the Rutgers.
Creighton, 8-0 during midweeks.
Yeah.
Nebraska sucks during midweeks. But on the weekend in conference play, Nebraska's been winning series. Creighton's been losing series.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
It very much is.
It's weird. Creighton's here tonight against Coastal Carolina. Someone needs to change the spelling up there on that graphic.
Oh, that's not good.
It says Coastal.
It does. Not Coastal.
Coastal Carolina.
There's
How soon
A.
we forget.
Yeah, they're national champions in the last two presidential terms.
Many people believe that the teams that won in 2016 were the best teams.
Are they?
They are.
Ever?
They are definitely the best teams. But Creighton's got Coastal Carolina. Nebraska's got Kansas. We'll talk to Bruncey about that and about Husker football next on 1620 The Zone.
But first, Josh and John here for the FanDuel Sportsbook. We just mentioned what happened last night. There will be more games tonight. And right now, new customers can go to FanDuel.com/1620 and go on their own playoff run, John, with $150. All they got to do is place any $5 bet, and then get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, that they can then use throughout the rest of the NBA playoffs. Could be first basket scores, could be over-unders, prop bets, and a whole lot more. Just go to FanDuel.com/1620.
That's right. You can bet on anything, and all you need to do is place that first $5 bet. It nets you $150 in bonus bets. It is that simple. Go to FanDuel.com/1620. Get started today with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. That's FanDuel.com/1620. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued with non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.